Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, January 9th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: stocks bounce as 2020 rally returns, post-Brexit red lines, and Corona joins hard seltzer party. Leading today's news: U.S. stocks are once again positive for 2020 as a de-escalation between the U.S. and Iran led equities back to the black on Wednesday. Stepping away from military retaliation, President Trump said he would instead tighten sanctions on the Islamic Republic, prompting oil prices to drop below $60 a barrel. Focus returns to trade? Futures now suggest the Dow will tack on another 100 points at the open as China confirmed Vice Premier Liu He will sign a Phase 1 deal next week in Washington. In other news, in his first face-to-face meeting with Ursula von der Leyen, the new president of the EU Commission, Boris Johnson laid out some red lines for his visions of a post-Brexit deal. He stressed that the UK won't extend its transition period beyond 2020, and that he wants a Canada-style trade accord, under which 98% of goods traded are free of tariffs. Any future partnership must also not involve any kind of alignment with the EU rules and standards, or be subject to the jurisdiction of the European Court of Justice, he said. Shares of Constellation Brands rose 3.6% on Wednesday, despite a drag from its stake in Canopy Growth, as results topped estimates and guidance received a lift. The company is now looking to diversify past cannabis, with plans to spend more than $40 million in marketing alone on a line of Corona hard seltzers. The alcoholic category is a millennial favorite. We're prepared to have one of the biggest introduction spends that we've ever had against a single brand, but recognize we're spending it against a franchise, and that's Corona, CEO Bill Newlands told CNBC. Grubhub has tapped financial advisors for help with a review of potential moves that could include a sale of the company or an acquisition, the Wall Street Journal reports. Also on the menu is what to do in case an activist shows up. Going public nearly 6 years ago, Grubhub's market cap is now valued at roughly $5 billion, down from a peak of more than $13 billion just over a year ago before competition from other delivery startups heated up. Shares are up 1% pre-market, building on yesterday's 13% advance. A new deal with Synalytic will see Warner Brothers employ an artificial intelligence system to analyze potential movies and choose which ones to put into development. While the platform doesn't guarantee a hit, it can assess the value of a star in any territory and how much a film is expected to make in theaters and on other ancillary streams. The system can also complete the menial tasks executives normally have to do, like calculating the parameters for packaging, marketing, and distribution, including release dates. A proposal advanced by the SEC takes aim at a two-tier system that allows trading platforms like the New York Stock Exchange and NASDAQ to charge their largest customers higher fees for faster proprietary feeds, leaving smaller players to rely on a slower public stream. If the regulator decides to issue an order after receiving public input, the exchanges and FINRA would have to create a new governance plan, which would also be published for public comment before the SEC takes it into consideration. We now have two spaceships which are structurally complete, with our third making good progress, according to Virgin Galactic CEO George Whitesides. These spaceships are destined to provide thousands of private astronauts with a truly transformative experience by performing regular trips to space. The company has not set a date for the start of commercial operations, but has said it anticipates doing so in 2020. During a two-hour-plus news conference on Wednesday, Carlos Ghosn, the world's most famous white-collar fugitive, defended himself against charges of financial crimes and called out former CEO Hiroto Sakawa and board member Masakazu Toyoda for orchestrating his downfall. Ghosn also criticized the recent performance of Nissan and Renault, declaring there is no more alliance. Nissan's stock is still trading near recent lows as the automaker faces huge investment requirements and challenges of slowing sales. Uber drivers will now be able to see a trip's time, distance, destination, and estimated price ahead of time, and can reject requests without penalty, essentially giving them more freedom to refuse less profitable trips. The latest changes are meant to give drivers more choice about which rides they accept, making them appear more independent in the eyes of the law. California's Assembly Bill 5 went into effect on January 1, establishing a test that employers must pass to classify their workers as contractors. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures and crude oil are all set to open in the green, with gold slightly down. On today's economic calendar, initial jobless claims are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.